So, last weekend, we had a fabulous time raising money for Cancer Research UK on the Stray at the Race for Life. And Stray FM's coverage was sponsored by O'Connor Chiropractic. And Jason, you were with us, and lots of people came to talk to you. Obviously, lots of people are taking part in the Race for Life who don't always run, who've decided they want to raise some money for charity. Maybe they've lost a loved one, they've got a story, they've got a connection to cancer, had cancer themselves. And you've had all sorts of people coming up to you at the Race for Life last weekend and just started doing some running, and all of a sudden they've developed some aches and pains.
Yeah, hi Nick, great to see you. Yeah, it was a great event, it was really busy. We set up there as a stand, as an information point, and to speak to people, and it was so, the story was the same each time. People were coming to me and saying, oh yeah, I wanted to raise some money, I had my mum, my father got cancer, and I wanted to support them, and I started running, and then I got this injury. I'm glad you're here, because I've developed this knee problem, this hip problem, I've got plantar fasciitis, and I just kept hearing it over and over. So we checked a lot of people, and what we found, it's not that they had like the symptoms they're feeling isn't the problem, there's a bigger issue where their body's not functioning correctly. And a lot of them, the problem didn't start just when they started running or jogging. A lot of people think, oh, running's bad for you, it's bad for your joints. It's not, we're all designed to be hunter-gatherers, we're all genetically coded to do that. It's when we get deconditioned from everyday life, you know, driving, sitting, putting a bit of weight, and then we then try and run, and that's when the weakness has come to the surface. And certainly that's what we saw with people there. We're really trying to advise them how to get their health back.
Doing an amazing thing for Cancer Research UK today. Our final Race for Life is Andy and Irene. Little jog on there from Irene. Well done. Excellent work. And if you come over by me here, you've got the celebration bell for you to ring. You'll be the final people to ring the bell here on the left-hand side. Come and ring the bell over here. That's it. Excellent. Well done. And congratulations, Andy, to you as well. Ring that bell.
I think a lot of people think traditionally chiropractic, achy back, achy neck, you get clicked, it makes you feel better. But we're really looking at how the body's working overall together and trying to get it into optimal function. So a lot of people I looked at, we could see posturally the body was struggling, whether it was forward head carriage, whether it were tilting one side. And imagine if you were driving your car, Nick, and your tracking was really out, you know, how long will your tyres last? And they wear down unevenly and quicker. And so the plantar fasciitis or the patellofemoral syndrome or the ITB issues, they're just like the tyres on the car, they're showing signs of wear and stress, but there was a bigger issue with the actual function and alignment of the body. So we always look to the spine and the central nervous system, because that's the key, that's what's running and controlling everything. If that's not healthy, nothing else can be.
And it's quite interesting, where you might feel a pain might not be where the problem is then.
Exactly. I mean, you could, heart disease, country's biggest killer, you know, you get often a common symptom is pain down the left arm. If the heart specialist starts looking at your left arm, you're in trouble. So again, with us, people might be getting sciatica, pain in their buttock, down in their calf, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's where the problem's coming from. So that's why we have a comprehensive look at your whole body. So like in the clinic here, we invest in state-of-the-art facilities to look at what the cause is. So we do on-site digital x-rays, we do nerve scans, we do functional tests, strength, lung capacity. So we're looking at the overall health of that person and find out where those weaknesses are and then bringing them back to optimal health. So this, you know, it helps the body heal and repair, but also prevents problems as opposed to always trying to put out the fires.
And what people might not realise is chiropractors play a big role now in top sports teams, don't they? Footballers, Andy Murray, for example, people would have seen that year at Wimbledon, weren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, in between a set, he obviously, we know the issues he's had his hip, so he's had an issue with his pelvis, his alignment for a while. And in between the set, the chiropractor came on and adjusted him, and then he went on and won the match. And then you'll see this a lot. I mean, all your professional, whether it's football, you know, basketball, golf, they've all got a chiropractor working for them. But it's not for an achy back or an achy neck. Fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, he gets adjusted before and after the race, not because he's got a sore back, it's because he wants to perform as optimal. And what we know from the research is the nervous system is healthy, function well, the spine's aligned, the risk of injury goes back down significantly. Whereas a lot of people are doing it the other way around. They're trying to train and improve their fitness and get ready for a race or a triathlon. And then what happens is because their body isn't functional, they get injured and then they try and salvage it back by then trying to seek care. What I suggest strongly is do it the other way around. Go see a chiropractor, get aligned, get your body functioning optimal, and then you know that your body's going to form and then you can get the best out of it.
And that doesn't matter who you are. That doesn't matter whether you're Usain Bolt or whether you're doing a 5K fun run.
Well, in fact, it's even more important for the average person, because Usain Bolt, what does he have to do? Gets up in the morning, he's, you know, he's got a nutritionist, he's just got to do his training, and that's all his stress.
I went to KFC.
Yeah. But, you know, his stress limit is really low, and his you think his career, what, 10 years? It's really short, whereas, you know, like yourself and me, we've got a young family, you know, you've got to do your work, you know, you've got all these pressures on you, and then you try and fit the fitness in on top of that, and that's when, you know, the body says no and you get an injury. So it's more the case that you should be getting checked and adjusted by a chiropractor.
Well, thank you very much for the advice, Jason. Now, if you want to find out more information from the O'Connor Chiropractic Clinic, what's the best way to get in touch?
We give us a call on 200 020, Harrogate number, or you can go on our website, o'connorchiro.co.uk. And as I say, we're located on 101 Station Parade, just next to Waitrose.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Nick.